Guys, let's sing a bit for now.
I had a question about what to do.
In the last talks we had, and few people came to me, and also the organizers, and I started telling them the main thing. What's the difference between Olam and Sof to our world? The difference is that in the world of Ein Sof, everything exists in one place. All of us together, everything is closed, everything is common, everything belongs to everyone, everything belongs to everyone, and there is no difference between me and others, and between what belongs to me or others. Everything is simple, without any boundaries, any restrictions. And in our world, it's the opposite. Everything is separated, absolutely and completely. People protect it, whether they like it or not. They have to break their boundaries in order to come closer to the others. And again, they come inside, as if his nature is pulling him in, and again he wants to get closer to others and come inside of himself, and this is how we exist. Therefore, until we haven't reached Ein Sof infinity, there is a very important principle. Perhaps you remember from school or from university or from your profession that there's a difference between
a cable
or a crater. A time it enters into the capacitor and the wire, and again it enters the wire and the receiver, and this is how it can between them, it can divide between them. This is a principle not only in electricity, something that exists in one mechanism in nature, exists in all of nature and all other parts, only in a different way. According to if it's biological systems or human systems, or the relation between men and the society. It can be me, and it can be a group, and then this is the relations between us. What we receive from above, some kind of impression, inspiration, which enters me. And it goes into a society, and then it depends whether me and the society are connected so that the society can influence me. And then we can be in a closed circle. So now we are coming out of the physical connection between us. Also, many people have left already. In 2 hours, we too will leave. So what can help us advance so that the spiritual distance which the Creator determined between us won't form a distance, and that the corporal distance which is here, it will help us to create the spiritual connection. The fact that we connect to the group, and the moment I am emptied, I have to understand that that force, that excitement that I had, it is inside the group, and I can receive it back from it. It all depends to the extent that we are in one mechanism. That's it. Therefore, I heard happily that many people registered to different activities in dissemination and connected with others, so I was very happy to hear about it. So if starting tomorrow, starting now, today, you already plan to begin that work together, mutual work with the group, bigger or smaller, a few more people, there's a plan, you have something to do, you are acting for something you want to achieve. You have a dream, you have a vision. So this is what will save you. You're acting together with other people. You're falling down, rising up. It constantly moves from one to the other and from everyone to you and you to everyone else, like in a living organism, where each and every part, the biggest, the most important, if you remove it from the body, then it dies. Life is being connected to others in all level. And to forget that, it is to put yourself to death. Therefore, I don't care which group, which friends, how they understand, whether they're big or small, what we're dealing with. If there's a mutual common goal, that is enough. I'm already included. First of all, I have to be inside. I have to belong to that connection. And then that body is a living body already. And don't make the calculations now. It's not so much. Perhaps there's something else. Alone, this is a sure death. You can see it in nature. Even atoms, molecules, still, it lives because plus and minus in it exist in one system. There isn't anything in nature which is separated from everything else, except for humans, if he wants to isolate himself. And that state is called dust, meaning he is completely disconnected from everything, can't give, can't receive anything, and then that is called death. That's why, first of all, today when we are coming out of here, we already know how we will be connected to one another tomorrow. With an address, according to a topic, in which situation, and not one address, like many of them, and regarding inner group, problems or dissemination problems, in each and everything. If I don't get along with the wife or with the husband about my study or with kids, I don't know what to do with them, whom can I turn to, he or she, with respect to all kinds of problems that I have in life? I should have examples, I should have people to whom I can connect, and this is how I am connected to everyone else. And the more problems I might have, it is for me to be connected with them in stronger connections. It is meant to advance me to be more connected to everyone else and reach a common life. Therefore, there is no problem. We come out of here to a new degree. This is how it works.
We should see these things as development, the light of development. That's one thing. The other thing, don't forget, this must be the head of everything else. There is none else besides him. Read this article. Everyone, I think you all have, I don't know, some calendar, right? Some daily planner, some office planner, yes? At least twice a week, let's read the article. There is none else besides him. Yes? Every Tuesday and Thursday. Okay? Everyone. Every Monday and Thursday. Let's agree with this throughout the world, right? Doesn't matter what hours, but twice a week, we want to read this article. Just like that, yes? Just read through it. This should be an obligation. Once a day, at least, I listen to a lesson. At least 1 hour. It doesn't matter what part of the lesson. First, second part, third part, according to how we divide it in Israel. But it's desirable what is learned there in Israel. If I desire to learn something else very much, then I add from the archive what I want upon what the daily lesson is, according to some topic or some specific article I want to read. Please go ahead. But it's not desirable that this should be on account of the daily lesson that everyone learns together, because everyone learns that together. During these 24 hours, we all think about this throughout the world. And this is very important, because this is the collective thought, the general thought. Yeshivat Chavarim, we surely must take part in that. I advise very much for parents to participate their children. Yes, there are problems in the family. Let's say that if your spouse doesn't agree, doesn't study as well, I'm not getting into this field. Don't do anything against other people's desire. But if it's possible, as much as you can give to your kids a bit of what we learn, either, I don't know, internet games of ours, or lessons for the kids which we put together from the same week. I'm very happy to see children with us from around the world. You don't know how much it will later give you a great use in this, that the light that they will receive, it will guard them from everything above all else. You're not doing anything, yes? You're giving the child a connection with the light, and that's it. Not any negative societies, not drugs, not prostitution, not all sorts of twisted things we have today in the world and society. You can be calm in this, that the light will arrange your kids, and they will be normal kids. Not too much, not too little. You'll feel from them that you have a relative pleasantness from them compared to everything else in the world today. I'm telling you this as a father and as a grandfather. I advise this to you with all my heart. Everyone says amen. In the family, you should show your spouse that you are profiting from his engagement in Kabbalah. Show them that you love them more for it, that you give in to them more, forgive them more for this, you're willing to help them in this and everything. And let them enjoy it, yes? Give in to them. Make compromises in this. If they leave you this freedom to engage in Kabbalah, this is true profit. You can pay this way for your engagement in Kabbalah. It's really a great force that you can acquire this way. You let go of many things, also your ego in the first place, and then it's possible that you will see that all your resistance and opposition comes from the Creator through your spouse to you. If your center is in a relatively close distance, you try to have meals together with the families. You can turn the group into one big family. Once a week, or if it's difficult, once every 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but this is worthwhile. You're invited to us, of course, in Israel. There are many people who write to us, correspond with us ahead of time. They arrange ahead of time the time that they want to come and visit for a week, even 2 weeks, yes. We arrange a place for them to stay, and food, and they stay with us, with our whole pace of life, our whole daily structure. As you know, there are tens and tens of people who are working day and night on preparing the material, its dissemination, filming, preparing articles, newspaper articles, book material, music, movies, films, video clips. All this is processed and edited into multiple languages and then put into the blogs and the archive and different websites. It all is really round the clock. Whoever wants is invited to come to us and take part for this short amount of time that he can. And that's really everything. We have an hour in sum total. We don't have time to really read anything more, but I will be very happy to receive questions from you. Write to me in my blog. I will do my best to answer you. I don't always have time. There is not always enough space on the blog. Some things are so actual, so realistic, that I have to deal with them first. And then I can't make the blog on a daily basis like some book. Yeah? I have mercy on people who have something better to do than just read my blog all day. So it's possible that I don't answer you directly, but please write to me in any case. It is said, before you call, I will answer. Yes, in the time when you are writing, surely you will receive an answer there. Either while you are writing, or a bit afterwards. Even if the answer, you won't even read the answer, you won't even get to it. Don't worry. Is there something we haven't spoken about? Please, tell me. Well, any questions? Please.
Good morning, Ralph. My name is Mary. I'm from the Thousand Islands area in northern New York. And this doesn't relate to the lesson this afternoon, but to an earlier lesson with regards to reality. I have a question that I've had my whole life, so I'm really hoping you can answer it. Since I was very small, sometimes I'm outside myself, looking at myself, doing whatever I'm doing in life, and then other times I feel fully grounded in my body. I'm not really confused, but I live kind of between two realities. On one hand, when I feel really grounded, everything feels very, very heavy, like my body weighs 1,000 pounds. And then most of the time, it's like I'm dreaming when I'm sleeping, but then when I'm awake, I still feel like I'm going through a dream.
Just a second. אז השאלה היא לגבי תפיסת מציאות. לפעמים אני מרגישה שאני מסתכלת על עצמי מהצד, כאילו אני מחוץ לגוף שלי. ואני רואה איך אני עושה כל מיני דברים, ולפעמים אני מרגישה שאני ממש כלואה בתוך הגוף הזה, ואז הכל נהיה כל כך כבד ומעיק.
נווה?
רגע, זה באמצע השאלה.
So I don't
understand. מה לעשות עם זה?
Yeah, what to do about, because I don't feel really at home either place. I feel caught in between.
אז היא שואלת בעצם מה לעשות, כי היא מרגישה כלואה בין שני המצבים האלה. היא אף פעם לא מרגישה בבית באף אחד מהם.
זה טוב מאוד.
Well, this is very good. This is very good, because your house is far, yes, in order to draw us to our home, our spiritual home, we're not allowed to rest in any one state. On the way home, we receive many, many blows, hardship, confusion. Otherwise, we would stay peaceful. We would stay at rest. And thus, we must give thanks to this that it is said that The righteous are not allowed rest, not in this world and not in the next world. This world is called this degree. The next world is my next degree. And thus each time we are like this. So there is no rest now and there is no rest afterwards. There will never be rest. We have to get used to this. But if I rely on the environment, I feel comfortable in this. In this, I feel comfortable as if I am at my home, in my comfortable corner, everything is sure, warm, all ready for me, everything is present, we're at rest, I have vacation days before me, everything is good and pleasant. This sensation of peace and rest, harmony, softness, it can fill us at a time when we're going through the hardest, most difficult states, on the condition that we are in connection with the society, with the environment. You circulate your pain and your difficulty into millions of other parts, and you don't feel more than this other in a single part and all that, and you receive their fulfillment present in them also. We cannot escape advancement, and deficits must only be greater and greater, and pressure will only increase and be more and more unpleasant. But we can be saved in this only in this, that we will split it, we will have everyone take part in this, and then we can feel good. There, every other thing is just to suffer. This that you're like sitting here now and you feel like you're gonna blow up and it's choking you, it's because you're not sharing with others. Don't forget that. Begin this, you will feel immediately that you will feel that you have a method, a means, that you can go through the very worst of problems easily, including death. Because if I'm emptied of all light of livelihood, but I fill the group, the environment, I begin to feel my life there. I'm not dead. The whole matter of rising above death isn't this, that I'm transferring myself and my life into an external vessel. That suddenly I reveal that this is my own. And then I'm saved not only from troubles, but from death. That's how we need to learn to live.
My name is Sean from California. I apologize if this was explained earlier, but if spiritual progress is made by a sequence of concealed degrees, what is it about the Zohar that we can open up to any part of it and have the potential to connect to that state?
אם ההתקדמות שלנו היא דרך מצבים של הסתרה, אז מה יש בעצם בזוהר שאנחנו יכולים לפתוח אותו ולהתחבר לאותה דרגה שעליו הוא מספר?
זוהר מביא לנו כוח.
Zohar brings us the strength for the רשימו that is revealed in me. We have descended from the world of Ein Sof to our world. 125 degrees. We've been in this world for 15 billion years, let's say. And now we begin to rise back to Ein Sof. So, in this ascent, we have been through a certain process in the degrees of still vegetative and animate. And now we are in the degree of the speaking, medaber. From the degree of the speaking where we are currently, there begins to be a freedom of choice. Therefore, the book of Zohar was revealed. Why? Because from that degree onward, to give you the ability not to advance by the negative force through which you have advanced thus far, rather to advance according to your own choice in the force of the light that shines to you in advance from the purpose, from the goal, from the most advanced stages, from the 125 degrees of ascension. So you can continue advancing by the bad force, but you can draw a positive energy, the good force. So this is your choice. You have to advance, because from the descension from above and below, here below, in you, you have a chain of reshimot. It's like genes. It's like the drop of seed contains the entire information of the future person. And then you realize one reshimo after another, one reshimo after another. Constantly you keep realizing reshimot. But the only question is whether you do it through the negative force, path of suffering, or you do it by the positive force which you draw upon you, and that is called the force of the light. That's it. Therefore, the book of Zohar was revealed. So the book of Zohar was revealed, and this is not a book. This is a spiritual system. So I'm here with my eye, with my brain, with my ear. I'm looking at a book with my heart and with my point in the heart, with my desire, I activate this mechanism. With my desire, I draw the light upon me. Zohar, it's not a book. Zohar is the light that comes to me from above. And that light inside the book, the book tells me about a system through which the light comes down to us. And when I read about it, I don't know, but I'm actually pressing buttons. I'm activating these switches. I'm activating the system through which the light comes down to me and work on me. That system is hidden from me for now, but gradually I'm interconnected to it and it begins to be revealed. And that is called the Zohar. Therefore, that's what makes it special. And you can read about it in thousands of different places. How much people appreciate it and how special it is. All the philosophy, mainly the Germans, philosopher from the Middle Ages, they all wrote that what they received, the whole science and their observation on life, it came from the Tzar eventually. The prophets in those days were teaching different wise people from Greece and other places, and from there we have the entire wisdom, the wisdom of this world, the wisdom of nature. I can't even talk about it, but the Zohar is the system of connection between us and the source of the light. You should start participating in the lessons. You don't need more than that. It doesn't matter how much you understand, even nothing, you will feel a change. And in a month or two, half an hour a day, you are connected to it, that's enough, you will feel how much it influences you.
Thank you. in the matter.